From KUAR News in Little Rock, good morning, I'm Michael Hiplin. A one-day strike is planned by the Little Rock School District this week. KUAR's David Monteith was at yesterday's announcement.
Arkansas State Board of Education will be discussing a memorandum of understanding regarding control of the Little Rock School District on Thursday. On that same day, members of the Little Rock Education Association have planned a one-day strike. Speaking near Central High School while rain came down, Teresa Knapp Gordon, president of the teachers' union, said state officials have ignored previous requests that control of the district be in the hands of a locally elected school board.
I just want the public to understand that as educators, we would much rather be in our classrooms, not on a picket line, but we feel that we have a moral imperative to protect our students, and we will do whatever is necessary to do that.
Diane Curry, formerly on the Little Rock School Board, is now president of the Little Rock chapter of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. Curry says the proposal, outlined in the memorandum, amounts to a resegregation of public schools in the district.
When we look at this district as being a majority-minority district, which it is, well, it's a large part of it, and the kids that have been underserved are a lot in our communities of poverty.
The strike is expected to include parents, teachers, and students. Wendy Sheridan says her two children, both students at Williams Magnet Elementary, will be on the picket line this Thursday morning.
First and foremost, we are trying to encourage every parent, if you are at all able to keep your kid home. If you can't stay home, if you don't have a family member, any of those things, that's not an option for you. We, as the community, is working on setting up safe sites for students that will need a place to be with certified personnel there, as well as a meal.
The embattled school district has been controlled by the state since 2015. David Monteith, KUAR News.
Meanwhile, Superintendent Michael Poore says the district is basing its reaction to precedents.
Well, we've tried to look at it in a lot of different ways. We've tried to look at it historically of how things have been handled in the state. It's my understanding there's been two other types of strikes or work stoppages with teacher associations. On those situations, there were not any terminations. We also know that we have policies that kind of govern how employees are supposed to handle being gone from school, and so we have to follow those policies.
Or says classes without teachers will likely be led by substitutes based on lesson plans, and that classes may be combined.